Welcome to the Circle of the Panda podcast. I want to start this episode by giving a big thank you to Heather. Heather sent me an email, and in her email, she made this statement: life should be all about lifting others up. By doing this, we lift ourselves. And this was a big reminder, and it's going to be the topic of this podcast episode. So thank you so much for Heather for sending me what is such an important reminder, certainly for me, and I think for others that are listening in. So I'm going to break this up into two parts. First of all, I'm going to give examples of how to lift others up. And then I'm going to discuss briefly how you get lifted up. I'm going to spend more time on the first one and less time on the second one. And I'll explain that when I get to the second one. So how do we lift others up? Well, let me give us some examples, because I believe that it's best when describing something, if you can give examples, it's the application of the concept. And in this one, let me give a few examples, and it's those text messages. You know, those text messages or emails, like Heather sent me, that send something out that just encourages you. So don't discount those text messages when you just send something to a friend or someone that pops into your mind and says, you know, I'm thinking about you, and I just want to know how you're doing. It's those text messages that come through, certainly at a time, and we don't even know when they're coming through, when we send them or how they may hit somebody, that just say, you know, I just want to let you know that you're on my mind. And that's what you're doing when you send a text message that says that, hey, how are you doing, or what's going on, or email that says, you know, I just want you to know essentially that I'm thinking about you. You can just say what's up or what's going on, or you're on my mind, and I'm just curious about how you're doing. Those little bits, those little brief interactions just say, you know what? I want you to know that I care about you. It's an expression of caring for somebody. And those are discounted when we send them often because we do not know how they're received, but they can be a difference in someone's day between having a day that we just get by or a day that you just start when you're lifted up. So those text messages and those emails that say that, those times when we say, well done, you did this really well. And I wanted to pause there and think about how many times that people have done that for us. They're not that common. They're not that common. In fact, they're so rare at times that we can remember when someone's done that for us. But when someone says, you know, I just want you to know that you did that extremely well, that's an example of lifting others up. And when you give without expectations is a third example. When you give something to somebody without an expectation, and I just want you to know that I want you to have this, I want to give this to you. It's a giving without expectations is another example of lifting others up. Fourth example is on special occasions. So when you say, you know, it's your birthday, I just want to wish you a happy birthday. You know, I know you had this death in the family. I want to let you know that I'm thinking about you or praying about you if you're the type that's going to pray for someone. It's those little things that say, you know, on the special occasions, I care about you, that lift others up. It could mean, I mentioned, you know, your birthday or someone passing away, or maybe it's an anniversary, or it's just those special occasions. Now, I do want to mention a little bit more detail on the birthday side of things. If you can, don't just make it a stamped happy birthday or a blank card. Those will go so far, but don't go to the next step. And I've had those experiences when you know, you get a birthday card in the mail and it's from somebody you work with and it's got that stamp, happy birthday, or it was signed by a whole group. Take the time, if you can, to give a little bit of extra by writing a handwritten note in there from you to them. It's that little difference that makes that can make a day or even make a month. Is just take the time to say, you know, I just want to let you know that I'm thinking about you again. That's the whole point of that. I'm going to lift you up. I'm thinking about you on this special occasion. So be sure to look for those and use those as opportunities to lift people up, especially with that little personal touch. Thank you notes. Oh man, every single one of these items I have to do a better job of. Thank you notes are expressions of gratitude. What I did more of in the past, I'm going to do more of next year. I'm going to do a more next year. I do not talk about anything on this podcast that I haven't tried or tested or done myself. And this is an acknowledgement that I have to do a better job next year. I'm not so sure you ever truly arrive at doing some of these things. It's just being a little bit better. But when I was in the corporate world, and now as I get back more into it, I'm going to do more of this. But I would visit with somebody and I would send them a card. And I would say, you know, I appreciate you, the time you spent with me. And I'm just very grateful for the time or whatever knowledge, whatever it was that was specific to the time I spent with them. I would send them a note. And I was often surprised is when I travel back around, I would see them again, that I would see that note taped up somewhere. It would be taped up in their office so that they could see it. Done with family members, and you don't think it matters all that much. But I've gone to my daughter's room, and I've seen where she's had cards up there where I would buy a greeting card and just write something nice about her in it. She will have those in her room on a bulletin board to look at, and it's the same thing with customers. Again, I was often surprised by that when I would go back around and see what I wrote that was pinned up on a board somewhere. I also need to understand that how you write it matters. My wife has seen my handwriting and said, you know what? You write like a 7-year-old. You need to work on your handwriting. So I became more intentional about when I write the cards out of doing my best to take the time to write it in a neat way. It just doesn't take much longer, but remember, those cards are going to be seen and read, and you might see them on a board somewhere, and you want to write it in a way that you'll go back around and go, oh, I wish I'd taken 5 extra minutes just to write that in a better format. But keep in mind those thank you cards and those cards of gratitude. People don't get them very often these days, and they make a big difference. And then comments to strangers. Yes, you have to be careful of this one because you have to kind of get a read on if it's appropriate. When I have sensed that it was the right time to do that, when I would say a comment about, you know what, I really like the color of your hair, if they have a dyed hair color, or I really like the shirt that you're wearing. I just want to let you know, I think it's neat. You know, I think it's pretty cool. It was like a giving without expectations. It's just saying, you know what? I like this particular thing about you. And before I go into the next point, which is how you get lifted up, which is going to be shorter than what I just covered. Make sure on the first one that whatever you do is genuine and authentic. Don't try to fake it. Don't try to make it up. Make sure it comes from the heart. Make sure that it's genuine and authentic. If it's not genuine and authentic, then sometimes it's a wasted effort. Don't make this a checklist. Don't go around and say, okay, now I'm going to have to check the boxes that I've sent to this so many people every day and then I did that. I'm going to do some of that next year where I'm going to say I'm going to be intentional about expressing gratitude and text messages and saying well done and giving without exceptions and addressing, reaching out in special occasions and the things I just mentioned before, but they're not going to be checkbox items. It just kind of takes away from the expression in that I'm going to make absolutely sure that you're genuine and authentic and it's meaningful and it comes from the heart. Again, that first list, if you go through this, the examples that I shared with you, that first list, don't take very long. Just only take a few minutes. But you're going to be surprised on what a difference they make. All right, now to the second point, how you get lifted up. This is why it's going to be a lot shorter than the first one. It's because there's some magic in it. There is some magic in this. And if I try to explain in a way, then I take away the magic. And what do I mean by that? So there's two ways that I see right now on how you get lifted up. Sometimes things come right back around to you. You don't know when and you don't know how, but when you express yourself and express gratitude for others and you lift them up, whatever form or fashion to do that, but when you lift others up, Oftentimes it comes around to you, comes back around to you. Sometimes it's years later. I've had some examples lately to where I did something years ago and then it comes right back around to me and it's years later. So sometimes it just comes back around. Now, you don't want to do them with the expectations that it's going to come back around. Yeah, I'm going to do an episode on the law of reciprocity, and that's an important part of business. But when you just go, you know, I'm just going to do that list above that I described, and there's not going to be any expectations that's going to come back to me, watch it. Often they do. Now, this second point is why I say I'm not going to explain how you get lifted up in detail, because here comes the magic. Because when you do these things, you're going to get a feeling. You often get a great feeling. And trying to explain away the feeling only sometimes takes away from it when you try to explain the feeling. I do want to make this key point because I've heard this stated. Well, people do these kind of things because it makes them feel good. I once heard a leadership person say that. Well, you're doing these things or people are doing these things because it makes you feel good. Yes, so what? Keep doing them. Don't let somebody tell you that and then you back away from doing them. Be selfish about this because it is what you're supposed to be doing. When you give and you lift others up and then you get lifted up and you feel that emotion of, I can't explain this emotion, but it just feels so right. It is so good. That is an emotion right there that you need to lean into and be selfish about receiving that. Be selfish about it. We sometimes live in a world that says, no, you can't have great joy. No, you cannot do things that are going to make you happy. No, you can't walk around each day and just shine things, shine the light a little brighter. I don't know what it is about that people want to say, no, it should not be that way. It should be that way. If you have that feeling, it comes back to you. If you have that feeling, then make sure you lean into it. And that is a feeling right there that you should be selfish about. Again, I'm going to end this episode on this, and that is a shout out again to Heather for reminding me of these things. And Heather, what you have encouraged me to do is I'm going to do more of these things next year. And as I map out the year and I map out the plans for next year, these things are going to be a part of what I do in my business model. So thank you, Heather, for the reminder. And as the guests listening or viewing this, when we launch this thing on YouTube, you'll see eventually we're going to do that. But if you're listening into this and you have any questions or thoughts or concerns or ideas, you can reach out to me. You can reach out to me by clicking that button at the top of the podcast episode description, or you can find me as always at JD@circleofthepanda.com. With this, I'll end this episode and I wish you all the best and peace to you.